Sarah Stegner is doing something very interesting. She is a James Beard Award-winning chef. She's at Prairie Grass Cafe. And to help people during this crisis, you're setting up sort of a cooking tips hotline, aren't you, Sarah? Good morning. Oops, let me press your button there. Hey, Sarah, how you doing today?
Hi, I'm good.
Talk about what you've set up to help folks who are cooking maybe for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, so between 2 and 4, you can call the helpline, and I will answer your questions. I had family and friends ask me what they could do with product that they purchased, and just basic cooking questions, and I thought, you know what? People really need this.
Yeah, they do now for sure. All right, let me give you a couple. Everybody's buying chickens at the store. What's the easy, simple way to cook the chicken at home?
If it were me, I would purchase a whole chicken and roast it. You just put it in the oven at 375 to take about, depending on the size of the chicken, about 45 minutes. You want it nice and crispy on the outside. And then when you take it out, you pull the leg away and look and see if there's any, like, red or bloodish color in there. And if there is, put it back in, let it roast a little longer.
If you're just joining us, this is Cooking for Dummies on WGN. Your host, Bob Surratt. And what's the number one issue, you think, Sarah? What is the problem most people are going to have who haven't done a lot of home cooking in a while?
I think it isn't even actually so much of the cooking part as the fact that people bought things that, you know, are just shelf-stable instead of trying to think about how to put a meal together. So if you have a can of beans, what are you going to do with it? And what can you pair it with? And I would say that, you know, with the grocery stores, next time you go, load up on some fresh vegetables, too. I think that would be a good thing. Get carrots and onions and, you know, things like that that you can add to your beans to make them taste really good.
There was a run on pasta. Does everybody know how to cook pasta properly?
I don't know, but I would think that you know, if you follow the instructions on the box, you're going to be okay. However, on the other end, if you put some grass-fed butter in there to finish the pasta, give it a little nutrition. I think that kind of thing. Add some chopped peppers and mushrooms that you can saute to add to the sauce. That would be a nice addition that gives a little more value to your family.
I know you started this yesterday, giving cooking tips to people on the phone. What kinds of questions did you get? Did any of them amuse you?
It's not that I'm amused. I want to help, you know. So some of them were just simple, like, okay, I really want to make avocado toast. How do I do this? You know, so I said, besides just smashing it up, do you have lemon and lime in your house? Can you do that? Do you have cilantro? And she did. She said yes. She added that. And then I told her to put eggs on top of it. And I said, you know, poached or over easy, whatever you are familiar with making, you can combine those things. And she said it was great.
Any guys call you and ask you how to scramble an egg?
Not yet.
They will. They will. All right. So you're going to be doing this. Is it every afternoon?
Every afternoon. I'm committed.
All right. So it's from 2 to 4. James Beard Award-winning chef Sarah Stegner. And you can call her and she'll give you a cooking tip. She'll answer cooking questions. What's the number to call between 2 and 4, Sarah?
You have the number, right?
I got it here, yes, 847-920-8437, 847-920-8437. So, Sarah, you're at Prairie Grass Cafe. Are you folks going to do delivery, food to go? What's going to happen with you guys?
Yeah, we're doing curbside, and we have the full menu right now that we're doing, pick up. And we have corned beef and cabbage tomorrow. Call ahead because I've actually gotten a lot of people that have asked if we were going to do it and want orders. So let us know if you want those orders. On the weekends, we're going to run shepherd's pie, you know, but we'll have the regular menu too. And as far as I know, we're just going to keep going with the curbside. I really want to make sure people have access to food that need it.
And I know you're in touch with other restaurant folks. Are you all going to get the supplies you need through this crisis?
We have been talking with our purveyors, and so far it seems like everything is, we have access to just about everything.
Well, okay, it's going to be a tough time, but we will get through this, and it's a good thing that we can also help restaurant people by, as Sam Toya said, by going to the restaurants and getting food to go or delivery. And these days, just about every restaurant is hooked up to a delivery service, aren't they?
Yeah, I haven't done delivery yet, but maybe I'm going to have to, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, it's Sarah Stegner, and between 2 and 4, it's 847-920-8437. Thanks, Sarah, and good luck on the phones. You're going to be hearing some interesting calls. I know every year around Thanksgiving time when we talk to those Butterball Turkey Hotline people, they tell us about some pretty interesting calls they get, so get ready.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day, Sarah. Thank you.
All right, take care.